Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Duahli Saikautau. Family and friends of the two-time Olympic gold medalist and WNBA basketball player Brittany Griner are celebrating her surprising release today from Russia, where she's been detained for the past 9 months on drug charges. Her release was part of a prisoner exchange involving Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout. The Kremlin says Bout has already arrived back to Russia. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines has more.
Russia's foreign ministry confirmed the prisoner trade in a press release, saying Moscow had exchanged Brittany Griner for convicted Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout at an airport in Abu Dhabi after intense negotiations. Griner had been serving out a 9-year sentence on drug smuggling charges the U.S. says were politically motivated. Bout was nearly halfway through a 25-year prison term in the U.S. that Russia has similarly criticized. President Biden later confirmed the trade, saying Griner was safe and on her way home. He also said the U.S. had not forgotten about Paul Whelan, a former Marine who remains in jail in Russia, despite recent U.S. efforts to include him in a wider exchange. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
The FBI and local law enforcement in central North Carolina have now obtained search warrants to continue their investigations, as Jay Price reports from Moore County.
Moore County Chief Deputy Richard Manis says the sheriff's office had applied for several warrants over the past few days, but he declined to say what property they were for or even whether they'd been executed yet.
Nope. They're under seal. Not going to release any of that.
He did confirm shell casings were found at the substations, but declined to say how many or for what kind of weapons. Investigators had already said someone fired multiple rounds and that the shots seemed to have been aimed by someone knowledgeable about electrical grid equipment. 45,000 customers were initially without power. It wasn't fully restored until Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Jay Price in Durham, North Carolina.
Texas could soon be home to one of the largest hydrogen plants in the country as companies look into possible investments of billions of dollars to help the U.S. fight climate change. NPR's Michael Copley reports.
The AES Corporation and Air Products say they'll invest $4 billion in a hydrogen plant in North Texas that'll run on electricity from wind and solar farms. So far, it's been unaffordable to power big hydrogen plants with renewables. But incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act that Democrats passed this year are expected to cut costs. Hydrogen has the potential for cutting carbon emissions in trucking and heavy industry by replacing their use of fossil fuels. The companies say the plant should be online in 2027. The Biden administration set a goal to zero out U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by mid-century. Michael Copley, NPR News.
You are listening to NPR News from New York City. I'm Duahli Saikautau. China's leader met with Saudi Arabia's monarch and crown prince in a visit to the kingdom aimed at asserting Beijing's influence in the Middle East. NPR's Aya Batraoui has more from Dubai.
Chinese President Xi Jinping was greeted with a flyover of jets and a cavalry of horses as he arrived for a meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The Saudis hosted a banquet for the Chinese leader, and readouts from their meeting stressed that both sides expressed interest in deepening bilateral ties. China is Saudi Arabia's biggest buyer of crude and the kingdom's top trading partner. Amid competition with the U.S. for influence in the Gulf, Beijing is looking to strengthen ties with investments in a range of other industries, from green energy to construction and mining. Xi also met with Saudi King Salman, and the two signed what was described as a comprehensive strategic agreement. Xi is expected to hold meetings with other Arab leaders on Friday for a summit the kingdom is hosting for him. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, Dubai.
A landmark bill that protects same-sex marriages will become federal law once President Biden signs the Respect for Marriage Act. The legislation passed with bipartisan support and essentially says if a same-sex couple gets married, their union will be treated the same as other marriages under state law. Ahead of the vote, Representative Vicky Hartzler, a Republican from Missouri, offered an emotional plea to members of Congress, saying this is yet another step toward the Democrats' goal of dismantling the traditional family. This is NPR News from New York City.